Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? Wanted to come on here today to talk to you about three different ways to get reviews. This is going to be very, very valuable for you, I think. And I want you to understand that having good reviews is essential to becoming a five-star STR super host. So I'm going to talk to you about a couple of different examples and things like that. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually talk about the three different things first, and then I'll get into an example. First and foremost, you want to ask for it. Number one, you want to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, how are they even going to imagine that that's played in their head? The whole thing is to sow a seed. You want to sow a seed into these guest different messages and feeds and to reference that you're going to want them to have a five-star review drafted for the purpose of you getting more business. So number one, my team, we ask for it. Number two, you need to reference it often. You don't ask for it once. You ask for it over and over and over again, and you incorporate it into your day-to-day messaging for these people, for these guests. And when you ask for it once, they might actually forget. But if you ask for it over and over and over again, you reference that you want a five-star review, more times than none, you'll get a five-star review. If you go to southerncharmvacay.com, we've got a couple four-star reviews. I might even have a bad review. If you scroll deep enough, and I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna happen to all of us. But the thing is, I've got more five-star reviews than most. So we ask for it, number one. And then number two, we don't just limit it to one ask, we reference it often. Thank you so much. Here's an example. Thank you so much. Well, let's actually go back to number one. One, you asked for it. At the end of the stay, you're saying, hey, look, we are so glad you stayed with us. We enjoyed hosting you. And it would actually pleasure us to have you draft a five-star STR review on your stay and tell everybody, tell the world for our future potential guest how much you loved our home and your experience. Please draft that five-star STR review for us and share with us your experience. So that would be something that we would actually do there. Number two, reference often. Throughout their stay, we're sowing seeds. Like I said, not only are we asking for it at the end, we're sowing seeds throughout the messaging. Somebody messages, hey, where's the remote? We'll tell them where the remote is, and then we'll plug in something saying, I hope this helps, and we look forward to you having a five-star stay. Somebody's asking for a recommendation for a restaurant. We give them the three or four different restaurants that we love, and then we'll say, hey, I hope you'll find these restaurants to your pleasing. We're hoping that you will have a five-star stay. So we're sowing those seeds often. And when you sow those seeds often, you will start positively manipulating the conversation and the messaging. That way, at the end, when you do that, ask for the five-star review, they've already had it sowed in their seeds so many times that they're going to freaking give you that five-star review. So that's number two. Number three is you want to pay them. Freaking pay them. You're like, Brandon, I'm going to pay these guys. You're going to pay them. Give them a $25 gift card to Starbucks or $15 or $5. Actually, we had talked about this. We haven't done it yet, but we're about to. We're going to start paying these people $5 gift cards for giving us five-star reviews. Upon your departure, when you give us a five-star review, we're going to send you an e-certificate for $5 to Starbucks. You pay them. Guys, this is marketing at its best. Number one, you ask for it. Number two, you reference it often. Number three, you pay them. You've got to tell them what to do. These people aren't going to give you what you want. You've got to tell them what to do. So you got to be careful with this strategy, and you got to be intentional. That's the thing. You've got to tell them what you want. If you don't tell them what you want, then you're failing and you're not failing forward. We're all going to fail. But at the end of the day, you ask for it, you reference often, and then you pay them. Pay them $5 for that review. Everybody loves coffee, Starbucks, you know, whether you like them or hate them, they taste like whatever, but you know, it's there, it's everywhere all across the US. Pay them for it. So look, here's the thing. I'm going to teach you all of this on how to start or scale your STR business here in Atlanta on December 3rd and 4th. If you can make it, we really want you to be here. Go to 5starstrsuccess.com and you're going to get to spend 2 days with myself and my team. We're going to teach you everything that you need to know on how to start and scale. And on top of that, we're going to have multiple panels with you and we're going to work on your business. I find this pleasurable. This is awesome. We get to meet you guys. We get to greet you. And it's only 20 people that's in my office. It's kind of like our office is like a live workspace where we can kind of just put your property on the video, on the monitor. We can work on your business together. We can show the systems and help you underwrite your business well. And we're going to look for new properties together. There's a lot we're going to do. We got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to record a video for you and go through it line by line very soon. But look, we want you here in December 3rd and 4th, and it's going to be awesome. Go to 5starstrsuccess today. See ya.